is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
My work is on the water. Free diving, thrown out line is how I survive.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 14th of July, 2023, and you're on the clock with Aaron Green on this Bahama Games Friday with Mr. Eric Sawyer III. Mr. Sawyer is on his way into studio as we speak. And today we're talking plenty, plenty Bahama Games. Let's get the show started. That song we opened up with is I'm a Boatman by KB. And let me tell you why I play that song. I play that song because the Long Island Sheep Runners have taken the entire sailing competition. They got gold in the A class, the B class, and the C class. And I expected nothing less, because one of my favorite Bahamian legends is of two Long Island men, as young, very young men, decided they needed to come to Nassau, or at least they needed to leave Long Island to find wives. And those two young men from Long Island, they built their own boat and sailed to New Providence to find wives, and that indeed they did. So I expected nothing less from the Long Island Sheep Runners. I want to say congratulations to them. We got lots of Bahama Games news, a bit of other sports news as well. And you know, Mr. Sawyer is going to bring us some NBA, MLB, NFL, world sports news, as always. And remember, today, Friday, the 14th of July, Central Bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Super Value Nassau Street. Show your sand dollar-enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show us their sand dollar-enabled wallet at each location. One top-up per person, so as many people as possible can experience the Sand Dollar. For more details, visit any of the Sand Dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. That's 302-9880. And now on to the on-the-clock Sand Dollar giveaways. Every day for the next 3 months, we will be giving away Sand Dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners can receive $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, digital wallet provider, and your digital wallet address to transfer the funds to your digital wallet if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. I'm going to stick a pin here for my texters and callers who have been messaging me. I will forward your request to the Central Bank. People are enjoying the trivia questions and appreciating the giveaways, and they want to be able to win more than once. I absolutely appreciate that. So let's get to our first trivia question for the day. It's a quite easy one. Name two of the 10 teams competing in the Bahama Games. Name two of the 10 teams competing in the Bahama Games. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720 for our residents and listeners in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. It's a toll-free number. First question of the day, name two of the 10 teams competing in the Bahama Games. The text line today, as always, powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. So, Bahama Games, I really wanted to get into it, to understand it, to have conversations about it. I didn't get to have as much talking as I wanted. Today, I actually wanted to go into a critical interrogation of the Bahama Games, what's happened, what's gone right, what's gone wrong. But the games aren't quite finished yet, and so maybe I will hold that off for next week. But I do have some questions that I am going to throw on the table today. Before we get there, let's go to the overall standing so far for the games. And I see I got a call on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Great, great.
Called to answer the trivia?
Absolutely. You gave the producer your name and number?
Yes,
okay,
I did.
Okay, awesome, awesome. I'm ready for you.
Okay, New Providence Buccaneers.
Yep, that's one team.
And the Andrews Chicchani.
There you go. Yes, ma'am. That's two of the teams, the New Providence Buccaneers and the Andrews Chicchanis. Thank you very, very much. Now, which team are you pulling for?
The Sheep Runners. Long Island Sheep Runners.
You're a Long Island resident?
No, my mom is from Long Island. She's a Watson from Long Island.
That make you half a Long Island resident, ma'am? Awesome.
Oh, well, I'll go with that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very, very much for playing the game today.
Thank you. Have a blessed one.
You too. Enjoy the weekend.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. So we got a winner for our first question of the day. I'm going to throw it back out there. We know that the Andrews Chicchanis are off the list. The Buccaneers are off the list. Name two of the remaining eight teams competing in the Bahama Games. Name two of the remaining eight teams competing in the Bahama Games. I've got two texts that got now, not the cities or the islands that they represent, but the actual name of the teams. There we go. All right. You guys keep it rolling in as soon as I get. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, guys, here are the overall standings as of last night for the sixth edition of the Bahama Games. This is posted late last night on the website for the Bahama Games. It's thebahamagames.org. Thebahamagames.org. That's T-H-E, bahamagames.org. So here we go. In first place with a total of 149, I think, medals, New Providence. In second place, Grand Bahama with 147. Third place, Columbus Isles, 56. Fourth place, Andrews with 45. Fifth place, Long Island with 35. Sixth place, Exuma and Ragged Island with 20. Seventh, Michael with 12. Eighth, Eleuthera with 9. Ninth, Abaco with 4. And 10th, Bimini and Berry Islands with 3. Let me just say, Bimini and Berry Islands has 3 goals. Y'all don't play. Those 3 are 3 goals. I got a text here that says, the Bahamas Games, not the Bahama Games. Texter, text me and tell me technically what the difference is, like the technical difference. Is this like how the former chair, is this like the debacle in Andrews with the Crab Fest and who owns the name and who's allowed to use it? Does somebody own the name Bahama Games and so we're not allowed to say that? Does it make that much of a difference? I mean, it makes a difference when you're trying to find a website. Because with websites, you have to be precise. Just checking. And when it comes to branding, absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. Thank you, Texter. All right, so New Providence is in the lead, and I think New Providence took that lead after strong day one on the track. A strong day one on the track. But I got some more questions before we get into those particular stories. I got a question. I live in the East, and last weekend, the roads were jammed up because of roadworks, and obviously someone stole all the roadworks and detour signs, but that's an aside. It's because the Bahamas Games sailing competition was hosted at Montague Harbor. I'm looking at a June 12th article from the Nassau Tribune called Morgan's Bluff, Andrus to host Bahama Games sloop sailing. In Morgan's Bluff, Andrus will host a sloop sailing competition during the return of the Bahama Games next month, with all other events being staged in New Providence. The Reverend Harrison Thompson, who serves as the acting chairman of the Games Secretariat, confirmed over the weekend that Andrus has been granted the rights to stage their All-Andrus Regatta as the sloop sailing competition for the Bahamas Games from July 13th to 16th. But I just want to know what happened. That's all. Why was the sailing component moved back to New Providence? Exactly where was the event supposed to be held in Morgan's Bluff? And is it true that the traditional regatta site where they traditionally host the All-Andrus Regatta event, you know, is it true that the site doesn't have the capacity for Class A boat sailing? That's a question I have to throw on the table. I've been to Andrus, I've been to North Andrus. I've never been to North Andrus by pleasure boat, by cruise. I've never cruised around North Andrus. And so I'm unfamiliar with the terrain up there. But I just wondered, why was the sailing component moved back to New Providence? Just a question I want to throw out on the table. And then I had a listener. It's another question I have to throw out on the table. Will there be an official ceremony to award athletes their medals, particularly for the athletes that didn't receive medals at the end of their races? Just a quick question to throw out on the board. All right, guys, I've got a couple of answers to our first question. I think it's time to throw out our second question for the day, and then we're going to get into Bahama Games news from the newspapers. Second question for the day. What are the two exhibition sports at this year's Bahamas Games? What are the two exhibition sports at this year's Bahamas Games? Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. What are the two exhibition sports at the Bahamas Games? All right, here's the story. Let's read it to you all officially. Long Island Cheap Runners take home the gold. The sailing competition in Montague Bay turned out to be a celebration for the Long Island Cheap Runners and skipper Stephen Knowles. Knowles skippered the new legend to the gold in the A-class. He skippered the new chase to the gold in Class B. And Knowles, in completing the hat trick, skippered the Sassy Sue to the gold in Class C for the Sheep Runners. Now, I've never met Mr. Stephen Knowles, but I need somebody to go and find out if he is really three sheep in a trench coat. Because this guy is super talented. Congratulations to Stephen, and congratulations to the Long Island Sheep Runners. Another story. Andrus Chikchanis win the gold medal in tennis. With an ace down the sideline, Jacoby Bain, teaming up with fellow collegian Sidney Clark, pulled off an 11-9 victory yesterday in the mixed doubles to seal a 4-3 win for the Andrus Chikchanis over the Grand Bahama Lucayans. Way to go, Andrus. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I am jealous.
Why?
I'm glad that I see you come to Rao today. What a beautiful shirt.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Is that Androsia print?
It is indeed.
Is that a conch shell on it?
It is indeed.
Look how we gonna have to row.
Strombus gigas.
Because I am the conch.
And now I'm the shell.
Yes, sir. It's good to have you back.
Good to be back, man. Listen, yes. I heard you on the radio on the way here.
Yes, sir.
Andrus. And the fact that it was moved.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a fire over there, you know.
I know, but I don't think it's the fire that caused them to move.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's the fire that caused them to move, but I think it would have... I think it was the fire that caused them to move.
You think so?
Yeah, you know, because, I mean, with no light in certain areas, just a bit tight. Andrus, it's beautiful. It's vast. It's big. It's gorgeous. It's also hot and sticky and full of mosquito when you ain't got no light.
Yeah.
So, you know, certain areas ain't got no light. I mean, you never know what the lodging situations would have been for the mm-hmm. for the competitors. Let's say they were supposed to stay in the same areas where there was no light. 2-1, that's why they moved.
Listen, I can put that on the table, Matlock.
Mm-hmm.
But I still Columbo in over here. Yeah. I still ain't sure.
Well, you got to be a certain age to use them kind of jokes.
You did this up me. That's up me. But look here, that's a beautiful, happy independence.
Happy independence
happy
to
Bahama
all.
Happy Bahama Games Week.
Yeah, man, it was a great weekend last weekend, yeah, man. Yeah. It was just great. Everybody said good morning, good evening, good night. How are you? Happy independence.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, happy birthday. It was great last weekend, man. Everywhere you went. Everywhere.
I know you're a good Christian man, right?
Yes, I am.
But I want to learn you some Obeah this morning.
Mm.
Do you know how magical it is to say good morning as you pass somebody? You drive in your car and you got to slow down a little bit because the children on the side of the road walking single file because they have sense. And you say bless up, you say good day, you say stay safe, children. You don't notice how they smile and they say good day?
Yes. Yes, I hope we keep this same feeling up that we had last weekend, you know, because it's normally the only time you get this feeling is in the Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Season's greetings.
Yeah.
All the best in the new year.
That's old-time tradition. Yeah. It turns out that's Obeah. That's magic. That's science, right? That if you intentionally greet people,
mm-hmm.
if you acknowledge them
mm-hmm.
and connect with them,
mm-hmm.
then you actually build a connection.
Yeah, and people love to be acknowledged, especially Bahamian people.
Absolutely. I'm hoping, especially with the Bahama Games, we got all these family islanders in New Providence, right?
Yes, man.
That some family islands
rub off
on
yes.
us. And we get back to that.
Yeah, get back to basics, man.
When you pass people in the road, in the car, if you meet eyes, you nod your head, you say good day, you touch your forehead with your fingers. How my young people do it, they touch their heart, they touch their chest mm-hmm. with their hand,
yeah.
nod their head a little bit. Just a moment of acknowledgement.
Yeah, yeah, that's all. Small things.
And that's what's still alive in the family islands.
Every day.
Yes, yes.
Every day. You can't go to the family islands and don't hail the same person 7 times and you pass them all day. You gotta hail.
Yeah.
You gotta hail, you know? Like my coworker said, he grew up in Anaba Island.
Mm-hmm.
He said, listen, if you don't hail the same person 7,000 times a day while you're riding up and down on that go-kart.
Mm-hmm.
The one time you don't hail, they can call his mother
mm-hmm.
and say he rude and he ain't hail. You, that could have been time number 2,589, you know,
mm-hmm.
of the 7,000. But that's the one time that he know when he get home, he can get beaten
yeah.
for not hailing.
And God forbid, but when you pass, by the time you reach where you go and something happened, news happened.
Yeah.
And you didn't stop to tell them the news.
No.
It's a problem.
It is a real problem.
But it's how community was maintained.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Structure.
We obligated to each other
mm-hmm.
because we know that other yeah. person is there. You can't yeah, forget
yeah,
them.
The village really raised the child.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Texter. I mean, so the Texans say, look here, that must be voodoo because mourning is what you do when people die. So why are you saying good morning? Some people just say good day, pardon I, soldier, blessed love, hey, sunshine. There's all kinds of different ways to do it, Texter. The way that I like it is, Miss Green, you want some mango? That's how they hail me.
Yes, I hail you big and bold.
Yes, I love it.
I love it.
I can stop my car in the middle of the road and obstruct traffic for you.
Yeah, get a mango and a mangola hail. Oh,
I love
man.
It.
a good Mangola.
Listen, let me get back to a couple more of these stories.
Yeah, go on.
And then I heard some words about LeBron, and then we got to talk about our guy, Kai Jones. Oh, we got
Kai Jones has welcomed the number one draft pick to the NBA.
Look here,
officially.
What a cultural ambassador. We can get to that in a second.
Good guy right there.
Columbus Isles Arawaks. Remember when they were in the studio last week? Were you here? No, you weren't here. They was here, Mr. Sawyer. Columbus Isles.
Last week?
Arawaks. No, they came in on a Thursday.
Oh, okay,
they sailed all the way here. They paddled, they longboat all the way here to tell us about how they was going to root up the Bahamas game.
Yeah.
And guess what? They only half lie. They ain't doing too bad at all.
They ain't doing too bad.
In fact, Columbus Isles is in third place with 56 medals.
They ain't doing too bad. I just glad to say we beating Freeport. Shout out to all my good friends from Freeport.
Good morning, Grand Bahama.
Yeah. I mean, they was doing a number on New Providence, straight through, boy.
Yeah.
Last couple of days.
Quick headline, the women of the Columbus Isles Arawaks and the New Providence Buccaneers men's team captured the gold medals for volleyball last night. So that would have been on the 11th of July at the Kendall G. L. Isaacs
Gymnasium. I saw the game. Yeah, my father and I were watching it.
Cool. Yeah. Nice. It was good?
Yeah, man, it was good. But in fact, I hit the ball. Like, I thought the ball was good, boys.
Yeah.
Like, y'all said this ball hard, man.
Listen, you think football is rough, right?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing rougher than volleyball.
No, wait, hold on. Volleyball rough, right?
Yeah.
But ain't nothing rougher than football, you mean? That's what you mean.
No, man, because you train for football.
Yeah.
You got to be beefy. You can't go out there and not beefy. And then you got pads and a helmet. And then you got extra pads. In volleyball, all you got is two little cups to put on your knee.
Yeah.
They don't even let you pad up your head.
I watched them fellas warm up. Like, they just turned their whole leg inside out. I said, I didn't even know your leg can move like that.
The flexibility.
Yeah, the flexibility. Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Let me read a couple headlines from today as well as yesterday. Buccaneers sweep soccer titles. New Providence Buccaneers reign supreme on the soccer field as they lifted both the men's and women's titles at the 6th Bahamas Games yesterday.
They won baseball, too. New Providence?
Yeah.
Yeah, they won baseball, too. They didn't get Lutheran, if I'm mistaken. Mm-hmm.
I upset.
Why?
I like Lutheran.
Where you live?
But my heart is in Mosquitoville, right behind James Siston, in central Lutheran.
All right, where the pink sign originated from.
Yeah, man, I love it. Mm. Okay. I mean... I can't just pull for New Providence. I pull in for Acklands. I pull in for Andrus. Mm-hmm. Pull in for Elutra. I can pull for all of these teams.
But you got to pull for everybody.
Yeah, man. It's too exciting. Another headline. Buccaneers open strong on day one of the track and field competition. All 10 teams represented, with Grand Bahama leading the overall rankings for the 6th Bahamas Games. New Providence turned up the heat. This is yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
On the track and field on day one. Yesterday, mm-hmm. Grand Bahama was ahead.
Yeah.
New Providence tracked it out, though.
Yeah. New Providence ran them down.
And just a quick highlight, Karifta double gold medalist Jamia Nabi, along with Karifta silver medalist Cheyenne DeMerit, or Cheyenne DeMerit, pulled out the 1-2 punch in the under-17 100-meter finals. Nabi finished at 12.10, and DeMerit finished with 12.49. It's not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. In some other news, Grand Bahamian sprinter Terrence Jones at the NCAA indoor 60-meter title, he hit a Bahamian national record 6.46
in
New Mexico. This was in March. Yeah, that's very, very fast.
How fast that is in 60 meters? That's 180 feet. You running that in 6 seconds.
Now, one quick story before we go to a break and we get into some international sports. Drama and controversy hits softball competition. So in the women's competition, right, I think Long Island was playing Exuma.
Uh-huh.
And Exuma protested. Long Island ended up forfeiting the game. Exuma protested because they said they had Long Island had an illegal player on the team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the player was not Long Island born. So when Bahama Games were on last week, they indicated that one of the things that were different about this year's games was that they quote unquote relaxed the draft. Normally, you have to play from the team you born, the island you're born on, right?
Uh-huh.
And this year, because of the movement of people and migration due to things like the pandemic and COVID and unemployment,
right,
that a lot of people who would have normally been resident in the family island is not.
Yeah.
So New Providence in particular said, look, we want good, healthy competition. We don't want to hog up all the stars.
Right.
And so let's change the rules of the draft. And what they said on the show was that you don't have to play for New Providence. You could select to play for the island your people from.
That's fine. And to be honest, I always thought that that should have been the rule change anyway.
Right.
I mean, you know, like I have family from Andros. Mm-hmm. I have family from Eleuthera.
You should be able to opt to play for one, if you qualify for the team.
Yeah, let me qualify.
Right? So I thought right away, I was like, well, listen, Long Island should protest that because the rules have changed. It turns out that the rules were actually a bit narrower than that, that only New Providence and Grand Bahama residents were allowed to do that, it appears.
That ain't fair.
But that's what I'm thinking now, that that's not fair.
That ain't
right?
Fair.
There's a presumption that all of the talent, first of all, it's a presumption that all of the talent is in New Providence and Grand Bahama, right? But I don't know if it's too late to replay the game. I think we should acknowledge Long Island's integrity, but they just say, look here, we ain't here to argue, we ain't here to fuss or fight.
Yeah.
We'll just forfeit the game.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody mad, it's not a distinct Zuma either. Right? No. Anybody dissing anybody. I just want to shout out Long Island for that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a diplomatic move, and it's about community and cohesion. I just think they got to get that sorted out, right? Get it sorted out, because I think it's too small of a thing.
Oh, watch this. I just got a text saying, please let Aaron know that they can't use that theory because the Long Island boys and boats sail for Andros and Grand Bahama.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's good for the goose got to be good for the gander. If it's good for sailing, it should be good for softball.
Yeah. Yeah, and for the first one back in 20-plus years,
mm-hmm.
Maybe we relax it a bit.
Yeah, man, come on. We had changes in government. We had, you know, Shirley Street went the other way.
You know. You know what I'm saying?
B.I. Bridge. It was called B.I. Bridge then. Now it's a Sydney.
They got fast food on East Street, South. Yeah, it just
Yeah, things have changed, man.
Absolutely. Like, again, we're going to say this again, Exuma, where nobody, you have the right to protest. Anybody making no noise about that?
Right.
At all. You know, we're just saying.
Yeah, but the powers that be should have just said, man, you know what, man, just let it ride.
Yeah.
It's been too long since we haven't had the opportunity to have this. You know, we've had the world relays. We've started flag football here. We have college football here now in the Christmas. Come on, man, just let the little thing. Just let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah, I don't like the idea a game would be forfeit. Because guess what?
Yeah, man. You know, we've opened it up to the world and we still nitpicking little things.
Yeah.
Come on, let it go, man.
Because guess what? All them Long Island mummies and Grammys in the crowd, they was ready to suit up. I know they was ready to suit up and you need a player.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go in the game?
Yeah, man. Right on.
And so let's make it as inclusive as possible.
And they should have do that anyway. You know, if anything, hey, listen, you from Long Island, you can show and prove that right now.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get in this game. You get your own band of hits, you qualify.
Let's go. I know your passport can tell me your place of birth. So.
Yeah. So, there's some B3A's Nationals news we're going to get into next week. Producer, take us to a break, and when we get back from... we got a second question on the table. What are the two exhibition games at this year's Bahamas Games? What are the two exhibition games at this year's Bahama Games? I will say that OptiSailing is not one of the exhibition games. OptiSailing is not one of the exhibition games, Texter.
Neither is rowing.
You already start playing the music, hey, producer. It's a good time to row. What do you mean not rowing?
Not rowing.
Okay, then, sir. We're going to a break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green on this Bahamas Games, a Friday with Eric Soy III. We'll be right back.
Listen. From Foggy to Yellowtail, from Jackfish to Killer Whale, I jump in my dinghy boat and I head on down the coast. I need a fish.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bring any knife to school, he could do Junior in.
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crock Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
If you don't like it, sell your TV, buy your fan. Let's do this. Well, it's regatta time again. Regatta people, are you ready? Oh, Lord.
The man in a boat passing through. Hey. Now what you gonna do? The man in a boat passing through. Hey. Now what
don't care if you're the garden or not.
Passing through. What? Now what you gonna do?
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday the 14th of July and this is a Bahama Games Sports Friday with Mr. Eric Sawyer III. I'm going to throw those questions, that last question of the day back out. What are the two exhibition sports at the Bahama Games? What are the two exhibition sports at the Bahama Games?
And one ain't rowing.
My boy here say one ain't rowing. And I tell you, opti-sailing is also not one of them. For a little clue for you, Mr. Sawyer, it was a wonderful Independence Weekend. The Bahamas did it big with a presence in Canada, Toronto, in Ottawa, Niagara Falls, the Empire State Building, Big Ben in London. We were all over the world.
We were everywhere, as we normally are, you know.
And then our very best cultural ambassador, Mr. Kai Jones, member of the
Charlotte Hornets
NBA team, he welcomed
the number one draft pick.
His name is
Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama, I call him Wemby.
Wemby.
He posterized him.
That he did.
For the independent season.
Yes.
He introduced him
to the league and to the Bahamas as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, Wemby, that dunk qualifies you to one free Kalik and one free Kong salad and one order of Kong fritters when you come to the Bahamas free of charge.
Yeah, man.
You win the prize.
Boy, he get it yet. Boy, soft.
Listen, what a re-entry into the big show for Kai.
Yeah, man. He's made strides. I saw him 2 weeks ago. Actually, he was in the Bahamas. You know, he was here.
Yeah?
2 weeks ago, yeah. Okay. Yeah, man. I saw him when I was coming through the airport, coming back home.
Yeah.
And he was on the domestic side, getting a bag or something and trying to hurry run to the car. You know, so I don't know.
So he was coming from the island, maybe?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And yeah, he had a bag in his hand and trying to hurry get to a car. Because you know how the airport go. You can't never stop.
Yeah. And no, you have to.
You got
to
keep going. So he was trying to run down a car that was driving slow, jumped in the car and left, you know. And 4, maybe 5 days later, Victor's on a poster.
Boy, look here, look here. It was spectacular.
Boy, that was good.
Especially for a young man whose talent, and not just talent, but his drive, mm-hmm. right? They doubted his drive. And I think his teammates had a lack of confidence in his ability to seal the deal.
Yeah.
But look here, that boy.
Yeah, man, he made some strides this summer. Man, that was good. That was good. I mean, and Victor saw the ball coming, so you can't say, oh, no, I didn't see. You saw it coming, son.
Yeah.
You now, saw him lift up on you, and you didn't rise to the occasion. And now, welcome to the NBA. As much as you was killing the EuroLeagues, this is now the big leagues.
Now, I got a friend, and he said, listen, don't mind that dunk. Don't mind that dunk. Wemby's success is going to be due to more than just him. It's really about the Spurs.
Yeah, yeah. The Spurs organization is going to mold him into what he into his full potential. The Spurs will win more rings now that he's back. Give it but 5 years, 6 years.
Right.
So much like what you saw with Tim Duncan, you know, because David Robinson was there and he tried for the longest time. He tried. It took him 12 years to get a ring, mm-hmm. but that was only after Tim Duncan was there. But for years, the Spurs were relevant, you know, and because of Tim Duncan, and because of David Robinson.
So this
Tim Duncan game, 5 rings. They never repeated. They never repeated, you know. They got 5 rings, but they never repeated.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one knock that Spurs haters will always say. But Victor being there, oh, yeah, man.
And the same friend said, listen, the Spurs re-signed Popovich, right? They have him on for another, what, 4 or 5 years?
4 or 5 years, $80 million.
And that is specifically to build Wemby into the Spurs franchise, a la Duncan, a la Robinson. Uh-huh. Now, do you think Tim Duncan is going to come back? You think they're going to bring Tim Duncan in to coach and train Wemby?
From day one, Tim Duncan,
he's already
David
there.
Robinson was there.
They already
Sean
did.
Elliott was there. Avery Johnson
was there.
Day one to introduce him, you know, Ginobili was there.
Now look
to
here.
To say, hey, well, you're here part of the Spurs franchise. I know you've seen us on TV, but now we're here in person. These are your Hall of Fame former members of your franchise, and we're here to teach you. We're here to show you how to be a true professional.
Absolutely. Now look here.
Because the NBA is no joke. You know, people think you just ride up and down, but you got to get up in the morning. Somebody can give you your pills. Somebody can take your heart rate. Someone is buy your clothes. Mm-hmm. Someone is cook your food. You know, and you got to be in the gym at a certain time. And you got to be the meetings at a certain time.
It's a job.
It's a job.
And not a freelance.
It's a job.
Not a remote work from home.
It is a job.
Yeah. Now, I'm reading this article. LeBron says he will play for Lakers in upcoming season.
Yes, sir.
38-year-old.
Yeah.
At the end of last season, mm-hmm. which he surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He passed
captain,
it.
Captain, yeah.
Yeah. Which leads us back to the question, is LeBron the best of all time? And he said he wasn't sure if he would be back. Now, here's really what I'm thinking about. Mm. We got Wemby. Mm-hmm. The whole league has recognized his talent. Kai had to come out right away and say, buddy, I see you. I got to show you something. Mm-hmm. Spurs brought back Popovich to ensure that they could maximize their potential.
Correct.
Bronny. Also about to be a newbie, mm-hmm. if everything goes well, as planned.
Next year, he's slated to be an Atlanta Hawk.
Will LeBron go to the Hawks, look to go to the Hawks, or will LeBron step away from the game and focus on being a coach for Bronny?
LeBron is going to play with Bronny.
He's
going to the Hawks. I ain't going to go watch Bron play in Atlanta. I can't watch the games. I ain't watch 1 or 2 games. Yeah.
Yeah, but you really going to do that?
Yeah.
Will the Lakers let him do that?
They have no choice. This is last year with the team anyway. His contract up this year anyway.
Do you think
he can sign with who he want to? He's going
to. Yes, he could sign with who he want to, but I got money. And I got friends who are team owners. I'll stop him from leaving the Lakers.
How?
By telling everybody else, don't sign him or else.
You ain't assigned the best all-around player in NBA history?
See, I question him whether he's the best. And see, it's at this moment.
Amanda did not want to score. Amanda came in the league and said he wants to make his teammates better. Now, due to longevity in the league, yes, but also due to discipline for his body to have longevity.
Right.
This is what people fail to understand. Everybody make noise about who he surpassed and why he surpassed him because he played 20,000 years in the league. Hey, he wasn't out there drinking cognac, smoking cigars.
Yeah, he treated his body well.
He treated his body well. He spent money on his body, not money in the casinos.
And
the,
not just
in,
like from
in,
high
in
school.
The casinos,
in those formative years. Yeah.
He always had this discipline. So what you expect now, 20 plus years later, he's still here.
The moment that you say, like I got a text, he says, look here, LeBron is the best of his time, our time. I don't compare him with the rest because that was in their time, right?
That's what people fail to understand.
Yeah, and I got that part. I understand
not
that analysis.
Not true, but the LeBron haters will always say, oh, listen, he ain't going to ever be Jordan. He ain't trying to be Jordan.
Yeah, because he can't be Jordan.
He can't be Jordan.
But here's the thing. The moment that you are declared the best of your time is the moment that your decline starts.
That's what they say. And guess what? He is declining, you know.
Yeah, we can see that.
Yeah, because he's getting injured, and LeBron never was injured. For years and years and years and years. When he doesn't play, he don't want to play.
Now, look here, that boy, what's his name? Brooks? Dylan Brooks? Is that him? Dylan Brooks? Never to be seen.
He's now a Houston Rocket.
He got the Houston Rockets?
Yeah, the Rockets signed him. Yeah, the Rockets needed some players, so they signed him, yeah.
What did they get for him?
No, man, he signed, 4 years, $80 million or something like that. Yeah, he got $20 million a year.
The dear Bahamas. I mean, I know we made sail in the national sport. You could imagine you could be a Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
You get embarrassed. In fact, you embarrass yourself.
And your franchise. And they still pay you $20 million the following year.
And they will do that for 4 years if you show up to WIC.
Yeah.
What a time. I got a text here that says, Aaron, the dog show was at the games as an exhibition. That's awesome.
Okay.
A little dog show.
Yeah, if not, why not?
I seen the pod cake drive a car. Did y'all have that at the dog show?
I've seen great commercials on TV, you know, with dogs, letting you know that if your car is safe and whatnot, you know, those insurance commercials.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to get one of them. Go in here in the Bahamas to all of my film and advertising friends out there. Yeah, man, let's get a dog commercial going here.
I just visualize it. Fortunately, I think the podcakes can drive better than most of us humans. Fortunately, I think they're going to do a better job. Mr. Sawyer, let me give a recap of the overall standings for the Bahamas games as of last night.
Do so.
New Providence in first place with 149 medals.
Ooh.
That's 45 gold, 58 silver, 46 bronze.
Ooh.
Grand Bahama in second place with 147 medals.
Ooh.
69 gold. 44 silver.
Where are they getting all these gold medals
from? And 34 bronze. You know there's minor.
They must be counting them by the amount of players on the team.
Yeah.
Because we ain't got that much disciplines going on for 69 gold. Like y'all winning gold medals like y'all is the USA in the Olympics. They must be counting like the 15 players or the 12 players on a softball team.
No, man. I think they have age categories. Remember Nabi and Demerit?
Right. Okay,
on the 17.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they mine Aragonite in Grand Bahama. I bet you they mine in gold there, too.
How
I don't know where all the gold come from. Columbus Isles, 17 gold. Impressive. 11
Very
silver.
Impressive. I watched one of the gold medal matches. I watched the volleyball game.
They
played New Providence.
Yeah.
Them girls slamming, jamming that ball. Like
absolutely.
Crazy.
Dear parents, you would be surprised how the volleyball community and how many people have been able to go off to college on volleyball scholarships.
I know people. I was looking at the team and three sisters on the same team. One used to work with me. One is in, well, they're all in finance, really.
Yeah.
You know, they're the Royal Sisters. They came from Prince Will. You know, all during various times, I think 2000, 2003, 2005 or 6, something like that. The one, she married to Andretti Bain, the baby sister.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Andretti, the sculptor?
No.
Andretti Bain,
the runner.
The athlete.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Like, and they were on the Columbus Isles team. And they so good, they wasn't even playing.
Wow.
Like,
that's
how good the team is.
See what I'm saying?
And these girls went to school.
You all should have let some other islands draft from Columbus Isles.
Okay.
Oh, wow, that's great. Okay, so in fourth place, Andrus, 11 gold, 18 silver, 16 bronze for a total of 45 medals. Long Island in fifth place, 13 gold, 11 silver, 11 bronze for 35 total medals. Exum and Ragged Island, 2 gold, 6 silver, 12 bronze for 20 medals total. Michael, 2 gold, 5 silver, 5 bronze, total of 12 medals. Eleuthera, 1 gold, 2 silver, 6 bronze for 9 medals. Abaco, no gold yet, 2 silver, 2 bronze, 4 medals total. And Bimini and Berry Islands, 3 gold, no silver, no bronze.
3 gold.
3 gold.
Boom.
They say, forget the silver. You all hold the silver and the bronze. We're going for gold only.
Yeah, gold only. Yeah, if we can't win, we ain't even in it.
What a time, what a time. I want to say thank you to the callers and texters for joining the competition today. Again, the teams are the Abaco Survivors, the Andrus Chicchanis, Bimini and the Berry Islands Marlins, the Columbus Isles Arawaks, as Cat Island, Sansal and Rumkey, the Eleuthera Adventurers, the Exum and Ragged Islands Navigators, the Grand Bahama Lucayans, Long Island Sheep Runners, Michael Flamingos, that's Miaguana, Inagua, Crooked Island, Acklands, and Long Key, and the New Providence Buccaneers. You guys, stay tuned. The closing ceremony is ahead of us.
Uh-huh. It is.
And you know what? If they don't give us our pot cake and pork in exhibition,
games, we need to do that. Yeah, we need to do that.
You ever get pork by a pot cake?
No, I never get pork by a pot. I get pork with a tennis ball.
No, I get pork. And I'm not saying that somebody threw the pot cake at me and parked me with the pot cake. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a pot cake throw something at you and hit you with it?
No. No, not yet in this life, you know.
I have.
On my bucket list.
I live in Johnson Road. It's very exciting place to be. Very, very exciting. I hope to see that in the Bahama Games next year.
Why not?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for joining me. Next week, we're going to talk some Women's World Cup. It's soccer time.
It's coming up, yeah. Yeah, and they got a good SB. You know, I'm the U.S. national team.
Yeah.
Got an SB for equal pay.
Okay.
For them.
For their players.
Yeah, yeah, for their players. Yeah, they got $24 million in increased wages.
For women's soccer?
Yeah.
So, right, because men were still getting paid more than them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though the women were the world
the ones who
winning the medals.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Look here, that's another interesting debate we're going to have, right? Because it's complex. It's more than just equal pay for equal work. It's a matter of how do we ensure that the resources, the money, the funds, the revenue is generated so that the players can be paid at an equal rate to men.
Correct.
Interesting discussion.
Correct.
It's not as simple as we think it is on the surface.
No.
Now, Mr. Sawyer, after the show, we're going to row about why you didn't make two of those. I know why you didn't make two of those shirts, because your mommy is like, well, why you didn't make three? Aaron thought she's going to get a shirt before me. Let us row at another time, sir.
Let us do that.
It's great to have you back in studio.
It's great to be back, man.
Dear Bahamas, have a wonderful day. Thank you, producer. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is
up
next.
Have a great weekend.